With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is facing a strategic threat from Hezbollah, armed by Iran with as many as 170,000 highly accurate long-range rockets.
And they can take out all of our essential infrastructure, our air bases, our fuel lines. They could target Dimona. And then they also have cyber capabilities, something Hamas did not have.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson says, when it comes to a host of key domestic issues, gone are the days of finding some agreement between Republicans and Democrats.
This is not the Democrat Party as we were growing up, where we had some people with, you know, obviously different viewpoints on the economy. But, you know, there were rational Democrats back then. That's from yesteryear.
Mexico is breaking off diplomatic ties with Ecuador after Ecuadorian police broke into the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest a former vice president.
Pictures on social media showed Ecuadorian police wrestling with Mexican diplomatic staff and climbing over a high metal fence to enter the embassy before taking Mr. Glass away in a vehicle. Hours earlier, Mexico announced it was granting political asylum to Mr. Glass, but Ecuador refused to allow him safe passage out of the country.
That's BBC's David Bramford. 99-cent stores, a thing of the past in California.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changing consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink.
That's Keith Peters, and this is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll. We get more details from Michael Harrington.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence inside the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on Christian believers are regularly carried out by some Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow.
That's John Scott reporting. U.S. safety regulators, have closed an investigation into complaints that steering wheels can fall off of some Toyota SUVs without seeking a recall.
The investigation opened in 2018 by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covered about 708,000 Highlanders from the 2008 through 2013 model years.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Investigators found that in some cases the damage was caused by collisions. More on these stories at srnnews.com.